am superstition, a demon, marching down through the corridors of time, a vast army of devout worshippers, into the darkness of despair, and often into happiness, while the devil beats the drum. Whether you believe or disbelieve, listen to this story.
Come in. You're very prompt.
I am Captain Faulkner. Your message was urgent.
Yes. I'm Gerald Vandewater. I was to be married this morning, here, in this vestry. Well?
Yes.
My bride-to-be, Helen Ware, stood by my side not 15 minutes ago and suddenly disappeared. The church is filled with guests. The preacher is waiting.
That's strange.
Yes, it seems that... Don't let that woman get out. Here, my fine lady. You stay here for questioning.
You can't detain me. I haven't done anything.
As a detective investigating, I must detain you at least.
This woman spoke confidentially to my bride-to-be just before she vanished.
Have you anything to say, madam?
She's keeping faith with an old superstition. To ignore it would be fatal to her future life.
Superstition? Why, the woman is a witch. Arrest her.
Madam, this is the 20th century. We are too enlightened to permit ignorant beliefs to sway us.
We have always been swayed and always will be until the crack of doom.
Tell us everything about this girl. Set this man's mind at rest.
I cannot. It would break the spell. Let it suffice when I say that the superstitious custom she is fulfilling has survived for many years. In short, the salt of common sense being its preservative.
Perhaps a taste of a prison cell will loosen your tongue.
Don't excite yourselves. She'll be here. While we await her coming, let me tell you a story that takes us back to the Middle Ages of England during the reign of Queen Elizabeth. A bride is preparing for her marriage. Her good nurse attends her.
There. The last stitch. Your wedding dress is finished.
Thanks. Goodness, you've made me so happy. How can I repay you?
By making your future life happy. By doing as I tell you.
What do you mean, goodness?
I have here four papers I have prepared. The names of four of your friends written on.
Four of my friends? Yes.
You are to visit these four friends and they...
But not today, surely.
Yes, today. It must be today.
But I haven't the time, goodness. The hour of my wedding is at hand. I fear I might be late.
You must not be late. Remember, unhappy the bride that is late for her wedding.
Then I must not venture it. Besides, it snows very hard. The roads are unsafe.
Snow, rain, or hail must not stop you. Your future life's happiness depends on your obeying me. You must go.
But I cannot. Look, here is my fiancé arriving, and the preacher with him. Oh,
oh, oh. Please do not deny my wishes. It is for the best. Please satisfy your good nurse's superstition.
But what am I to receive from my four friends?
That must not be known to you until you arrive at the house of each one.
But I cannot walk. The snow is too deep, good nurse.
I have it. The sleigh is at the door.
Oh, I suppose I must. My hood. There, I'm off. Tell Gerald I'll be back on time. Come. Come awake, Thompson. I have a fast journey for you. A journey for my future happiness.
Very good, milady. We have the fastest horse in the kingdom. We'll be the first stop.
Well, down at old Mother Vichani's, down by the riverbed. Make haste. It snows very hard.
Very good, milady. Come get along there, Bess. Make the snow fly. It's a charming burden we're carrying. Giddy up!
My, how the snow flies, but no faster than our good horse.
Here we are, milady, the hovel of poor old Mother Vincennes. Whoa there!
Wait here, I won't be long.
Come in. Who is it that comes to see a poor old soul like me?
Tis I, the bride-to-be. My good nurse said you had a gift for me to...
Indeed I have, fair one. A gift of something old. Here. This ragged shawl.
A ragged old shawl? Is that a gift for a bride?
Yes, indeed. One of the four gifts you should have.
But the reason?
Something old. Ever to remind you of the past you leave behind when you marry. To remind you that there are old people and old things in the world.
Oh, I shall never forget. And thank you. Here, a gold coin, not for the shawl. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good luck. Happiness.
Come, Thompson, we're off again. Hurry, hurry, or I'll be late for my wedding.
Where to?
To Rabbi Goldman, one of my very best friends.
We're off. Come there, giddy up. Here we are.
Wait.
Oh, there.
Wait.
Come in. Welcome, whoever you may be.
Good Rabbi, it's me, the bride.
Come to receive my gift on your wedding day. Well, here is something bright, shiny and new. A hand mirror to reflect your beauty.
I'm glad it's something new. But why something new?
Indicative of the new life you're starting on when you marry.
The new life? I see. Thanks. Oh, I must hurry. I must not be late. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mazel Tov. Good luck, much happiness.
Oh, hurry, Thompson. Time flies. My wedding draws near.
Now where to?
To my very old friend, Sebastian Ricardo, the farmer. Quick, hurry.
Get up there. Here we are. Oh, miss.
Wait.
Come in, friend or foe, come in. You are welcome.
Tis I, the bride, good Farmer Ricardo.
You come to me on your wedding day? I have no gift for you.
No gift? On my wedding day?
No, no gift. Except the happiness I wish you. To keep the spell, you must borrow from me.
Oh, I see. I must borrow something. But why?
Borrow something to prove the confidence of your friend. If there was no confidence, I would not lend. One needs confidence through life. Here, borrow this sack of wheat.
I hereby borrow this sack of wheat. Oh, how light it is.
And may your woes and worries be no heavier through your life. Now hurry, you must not be late. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good luck. Happiness.
Thompson. Thompson. Awake, sleepyhead. Here, take this sack. Hurry, we must away.
And where to now?
To His Reverence Father Burke. But hurry, I must not be late for my wedding.
Good, giddy up. Here we are. Whoa, there.
Come in. Welcome. Thrice welcome.
It's the bride, good father. Today I'm to be married.
I know, my child. You have come for a gift from me.
Yes, good father. My nurse sent me.
All I have for you is something blue for you to wear on your wedding day.
Something blue?
Yes, this ribbon. The color of blue. Blue for the Virgin Mary. Symbolic of your purity. Now hurry to the arms of your fiancé. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good luck. Happiness. Goodbye.
Where to, milady?
Home. Hurry, hurry, hurry. My future husband awaits me. This is my wedding day. Hurry.
Giddy up there. Giddy up. Here we are, safe and sound, on time. We never fail.
Whoa, Bess, whoa.
Wish me good luck, Thompson. Wish me good luck.
Good luck and much, much happiness.
Home again. On time. Your mission complete.
See, goodness, I have all you sent me for. Look, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
Good. And now you need not worry. Great happiness will be yours. You have fulfilled the oldest superstition known to mankind.
And that is the end of the story. A happy ending, even as this story of ours will have.
Now that's all very good, but where is my bride-to-be? The wedding time is at hand.
Yes, come, woman, speak up. Where is she?
She comes. Down the hall. I hear her footsteps. Her hand is on the doorknob. She enters!
Helen! Where have you been?
Satisfying a very old superstition, one that will cling to brides as long as man and woman marry. There's the music. I'm not late. Come.
But what was this superstition? What was it you sought, this talisman that would ensure our future happiness?
Oh, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?